The beaming smiles of champions on the front pages this morning. Katie George Dunleavy and her pilot Linda Kelly winning Ireland's first gold of the 2024 Paralympics yesterday in Paris when they secured a stunning victory in the women's cycling B individual time trial. It was Katie George's fourth Paralympic gold, her second medal in Paris and her seventh Paralympic medal overall. While for Linda it was a first medal in what is her first Paralympics. Here's Declan Quigley at the finish line.
Katie George Dunleavy, piloted by Linda Kelly. Linda Kelly with her mouth wide, gasping for oxygen into the final few hundred metres here. Is it going to be a gold medal winning performance? Well, they're chasing 39.40 and they've got, well over a minute to get to the line in order to secure that. So it's a gold medal for Ireland. Katie George Dunleavy, for the second time of asking, three times in a row. It's another medal winning performance. Fabulous effort, and it is glory for Ireland and gold medal in the individual time trial for Katie George Dunleavy and Linda Kelly.
Katie George Dunleavy, Linda Kelly, huge congratulations. Good morning and welcome to Morning Ireland.
Morning, and thank you for having us.
Katie George, a hat trick in this event and seven Paralympic medals for you now, four of them gold. It's an incredible haul. Where do you get the grit, the determination, the champion's mentality across three Paralympics? How do you do it?
I don't actually know. It's really hard to answer that. Just hearing that back, that footage, it's just, we're still in a bit of disbelief. It feels a bit surreal, and we can't believe that we were, that was what we were aiming for, and we've actually come away with the gold medal after the year that we've had, a difficult year. I don't know how I do it. It's maybe just the challenges and struggles I've had as a child, maybe. I'm just a very driven person. And as my sister says, I'm a Dunleavy woman, very stubborn, and we're very strong as well.
As you said, I think in interviews, it's not glamorous; it's a suffer fest of a sport. But you talk about the difficulties of this year. Tell me a little bit about the difficulties, because I know you've recovered remarkably quickly from incredible injuries.
Yeah, so even towards the end of last year, I've fallen, crashed off the bike five times, and before that, I hadn't fallen since 2016. So not the great year, really. And Linda's had COVID twice in that time. She had infection in her leg. I had infection in my arm from crashing and road rushing. In May, so we had two World Cup events this year, and in the first one, in the road race, we crashed and Linda got really bad concussion. I hurt my hand. I couldn't use my arm for a week. But luckily I was able to race 2 weeks later with Eve, who came on board with me on the bike, and we raced, and we then crashed and smashed my collarbone in that race. So I only just realized last night that yesterday was my first race since smashing my collarbone. So I had to recover from that. I had to have a surgery and pins and plates, recover from that, which, it took its toll. I was in agony for a long time. It was a very hard time for me, physically and mentally as well, because it was 3 months before the Paralympic Games and I wanted to be in the best shape of my life, and I needed to. So I had to try and get through that and get back training. But I just took one day at a time and just thought, it could be worse.
I don't know how it could be worse, Katie George. As you've said yourself, it's a world of pain at the end when you finally fall off the bike, but you're heading to the podium. And yesterday you were heading to the podium for a gold medal. I want to say hello to Linda as well, because Wexford is going to be delighted for you, Linda. And I want to talk to you about the relationship of the pilot and your relationship with Katie George, because you're new to tandem racing, and the two of you are fairly new together as a team.
Absolutely. First of all, thanks for having us on, Mary. We're both over the moon today. Just absolutely delighted. Still trying to soak it in. But definitely, the relationship is important. Good relationship is important between the pilot and the stoker, on and off the bike. Absolutely, because we're there to support one another. We're a team. The bike moves the both of us, and I think that support is important. And for me, I came on the bike with Katie in 2022, and it's new enough for me, and Katie's been so good. She's just experience is just so valuable. She's just had years of experience, and she's able to pass that on to me and educate me different things about the bike and the tandem. And I've been so lucky just to have that coming on as new pilot at the time. And I think, yeah, it's really important.
I often wonder, Linda and Katie George, what it must be like to be on that podium, to see the Irish flag going up and the anthem being played. It must be an incredible experience, Linda.
Definitely. Like even yesterday or any time the national anthem comes on, it's just pure emotional. Like it's just...
But yesterday it like was playing for you.
You're just soaking it in.
It was playing for you and for Katie George.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Katie George, you're an old hand at this. I mean, you know, three Paralympics and you come away each time with a haul of medals. And it's bringing you back, you know, 4 years of more training and more training, and you keep coming back again and again. It's that consistency and that determination to keep going on that I think people and other athletes find incredible in you and inspiring.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, if I can inspire anyone, that's my job done, really. Inspire the next generation, inspire visually impaired children to believe in themselves and to, you know, to work hard in something and to dream big. But yeah, I do. I love cycling and I love training. I love being an athlete, but yeah, it is hard. You have to put the sacrifices in, you know, you miss out on so much. You have to be really dedicated and have that consistent training. So I love the sport and I love racing, and I don't actually get many races per year. It's on a tandem. Linda would get a lot on her solo bike and I would be training for months and months sometimes at a time. So yeah, I don't know how I do it, but I always do it for those races, and I'm such a racer. I love racing. And yeah, hopefully, like I said, I can inspire people.
And as a vision impaired young teenager, as you were, what brought you to cycling?
I was doing many sports when I was a child at school, and actually I was doing it. I was like encouraged to do it, and I found it was great for me mentally. I was away from home at a boarding school, and I think it just really helped me cope. But I enjoyed it as well, and I was encouraged by my PE teacher, and then he was putting me into kind of races and coaching me and swimming and athletics mainly. And then I went from there into rowing when I was at university. I got the call up from GB Para Rowing to try out rowing, and I went to 2 world championships. I was hoping then to go to Beijing, so it was in Beijing Paralympics for the first time, and then on to London, and unfortunately it wasn't meant to be. I had injuries and a lot of setbacks, and it was a really hard time. I was driven to try and, you know, go up for selection every year, and I missed out. And through that, I went into para rowing for Ireland, and from that to cycling in 2011.
And here we are, and it's not over yet for both of you, because you're back tomorrow. You're going in the road race, a race, Katie George, that not unfamiliar to you and to medals for you.
Yeah, it's my favourite event out of all of the events on a track and road. I absolutely love the road racing, and anything can happen in it. Every race is different, so it's an exciting one, and it's a thrilling one. But it's one that we've also fell in, but that is behind us. We are really looking forward to tomorrow.
Heading for the podium again, Linda.
Yeah, the course suits us.
Oh,
so we're gonna
hopefully,
go for it.
Well, listen, we
keep
can only
positive anyway.
Absolutely, we can only wish you both the very best of luck tomorrow, whatever happens. And congratulations. We're so proud of both of you. Thank you very much for joining us, Katie George Dunleavy and Linda Kelly.